Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. Louis and Brad's here. You're looking amazing today.
Thank you.
It is the middle of August, dog days of summer. That means people are back on campus. A lot of people are on campus. Some people not so much.
Yeah, syllabuses are in hand for some, but West Coast, they don't start till like mid-September.
What is up with the West Coast? How do they not start school until September? What do they go till July?
It's on the beach.
They've got all that beach vibes going.
Yeah.
If I could go back to college, I would definitely go to school on the West Coast.
Where at?
I don't know. I didn't even know there really was a West Coast when I went to college. I mean, I did officially, but not really. But I don't know. Malibu.
Okay.
Pepperdine's pretty nice.
Yep. Like
Point Loma,
yeah, that's what
San
I was thinking
Diego.
Of Point Loma.
I think if you hit a home run in their baseball stadium, the ball goes in the ocean.
Yeah, that's strong.
I mean, come on,
University of Washington, right down in Seattle.
Oh my goodness, that gorgeous. Is an absolutely beautiful place.
And then where'd you go to school? Is it beautiful?
Georgia State University.
Go
down on Cortland.
Go
downtown
Panthers.
Atlanta. Go Panthers. Crimson Panthers is what we used to be. And yeah, amazing. Lots of huge parking decks and plazas. It was really, really, really nice. But it actually is getting better and better. Georgia State's coming on strong. Look out. You'll be hearing a lot about Georgia State in the next...
They had a strong run in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
By amazing. That, I mean they won one game, I think.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, we're not here to talk about the woes of Georgia State basketball. We're here to inspire people, Brad, today.
Okay.
So we're going to try to lead people onward in our journey. And, you know, the Passion Podcast is back. Isn't that great? This is like, feels like a little rhythm is already set in.
Yeah, we're consistent. Here we go.
And today we've got some special things for you out there. We have an interview with our own Christian Stanfill, is going to sit down with some of the guys from Hillsong United. You know, they're the biggest Christian band in the world. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It really is pretty amazing. These guys are mostly from down under, Sydney, Australia, great friends of ours, and Christian. Was out on the road with them on this worship tour called Outcry, and he's sitting down with the United guys and talking to them about all things in the world, which should get interesting, and hopefully talking to them a little bit about Passion 2016. We're so excited about having them back with us this year. And then we got a little extra treat after that, so I'll just save that till we get to that point. We should kick it right off, though. And Christian, we'll send it right out to you, and we look forward to seeing what you got for us today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Christian coming to you. We're here on the Passion Podcast. We're in South Haven, Mississippi, on the Outcry Tour. We've been out with some amazing folks. I got two legendary humans here, Jad and JD from Hillsong United. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for being here on the podcast. It is hot and muggy, yes. But you did find Chick-fil-A. We like munched on some Chick-fil-A before we got rolling here, so that's good. It's good to be in the South. But we've been on this amazing tour. We've had obviously United a part of it, Passion a part of it, Carrie Job, Crowder, Bethel Music, Lauren Daigle, Trip Lee, and who else? Am I leaving anyone out?
Jesus Culture.
So it's been an amazing tour, really just an incredible moment in these nights for walls to come down and different expressions of the church and worship just to lift up Jesus. And I know this has been a dream for you guys, you know, to do this kind of tour. And what's been some of the highlights for you guys being out?
I think, you know, for us, the obvious highlight, the goal of why we do these tours and church and everything is so people can encounter Jesus. And so, like, that goes without saying. But I think for me personally, just the relationship and community backstage, behind the scenes of all these bands who are, like, you know, actually our heroes and our favorites, you know, and people that we genuinely, like, listen to when you want to read the Bible and get in the zone or whatever it be, and then just to hang and just how real and normal everybody is and how much everyone's just getting along, and it's really, there's zero competition or any of that stuff that you could maybe assume goes on, but it's just everyone's just doing family and life together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've talked a lot about it. You know, we haven't really ever been on a tour like this where it's amazing to watch you guys side stage worshiping along with us while we're leading and everybody just around. And one of the common, you know, denominators here is that everybody here is a part of a local church. you know, a part of a local expression of the church. And I know church is so important to you guys, and I've heard you say a lot that you guys are just a bunch of church kids out leading worship. But why would you say that that is so important for you guys to be rooted and planted and anchored in a local church? Why would you say that's important for you know, all of us out here on the tour, being a part of the church?
Well, I think it actually keeps perspective. I think it keeps a healthy perspective. And for us, we never really go out for longer than 3 weeks at a time. And so, well, one of the reasons for that is that when, you know, we come home, and we come home to the church, we come home to our families, we come home to responsibility, mm-hmm. we come home to a place where we're submitted to authority, where we're accountable. But we also we come home to building the church, and I don't think anything kind of gets you more excited about church than actually building the church. And you know, church on Sundays, leading worship, you know, pastoring people, leading teams, doing the things that actually build community within a church, I think those are the things that give you the most perspective. And so mm-hmm. when we go out from home and we're doing this kind of thing, and we say things like, you know what, we're passionate about building the local church, we actually, what gives us that perspective, what gives us the actual love and fire to do that is actually home. It's our local church. And I'm sure you would agree that that when you get home, it's like you just take a deep breath, and you just, I know when I get home into the first service that I'm back in, and I'm just kind of like, here we are, mm-hmm. this is it, you know. So for me, that's why. I mean, and I think that's why we kind of do what we do. And the other thing is, what we do through and in our local church is what's afforded us this opportunity in the first place.
Yeah, that's great, man.
And so we'll never get away from that fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know for us, I mean, it's such a beautiful thing to feel sent, you know, by a local house and by a pastor. And to know that our leadership team home is praying for us out here. They know where we are and they know what's going on. But Passion, you know, conference specifically is geared toward university students. So what would you guys say to a university student who maybe says, you know, I have the Word of God, I have the Spirit of God, which is amazing and beautiful, but why is it important maybe for a university student to plug into a local church right now in this time of life?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, being at the age and stage where I go to university is such an incredible time and important and crucial time of your life. You know, you're really kind of setting up what's going to be the biggest season of your life with what you're going to be doing and where God kind of ends up, you know, planning you. And so I think that's why the beauty of the church is there's nothing better than being in a community of people that, you know, have your back, that are with you, that, you know, when you're trying to figure out exactly where to go and what to do and how it's all going to pan out, you know, we're never created to do life on our own. And, you know, Jesus created us to do life in community. And so I think, you know, I've blessed for, you know, for my entire life, grew up in a Christian home and have gone to church since I was basically born. And, you know, I've never once regretted ever going to a Sunday service.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, it's yeah, just, so I can't ever think of going, man, well, you know, that was a waste of time. Yeah. Like, it's never happened because you get to hear from God, and it's not just about the Word, and it's not just about the worship, but that alone is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
But I think just having people like-minded that can do the journey. I know I would definitely not be here if it wasn't for the friends that I've surrounded myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that's so underrated that you can have the best of intentions, heart, and goals, but if you surround yourself, you know, the Bible's clear about, you know, making sure that you walk with the wise and surround yourself in good counsel. And I think that's what the church can be such a great help doing in this season.
It's brilliant. Anything?
Well, I mean, I would just, I mean, it's, I would agree with JD. I mean, the Bible says a man who isolates himself rages against all wise counsel. And so, and my thought is if you're not in community, often the loudest voice that you hear is your own. And
that's
so,
great.
And
man.
So often you can push yourself off track, And I feel like when you're in community, then there's others that can actually help you stay on track.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know, you know, my wife and I, Carrie and I, have found that even since Passion City Church started about 6 years ago, you know, to be under Louis and Shelley and to be in a local house, to be rooted there and planted there, as opposed to just being blown by the wind, you know, and just going wherever opportunity takes you, but to actually be known by people, to be rooted in a local church has been life-changing for us. But we are excited about, I mean, switching gears here, headed toward conference 2016 is coming, and it's going to be kind of a crazy time. We got two cities. We got Phillips Arena and Gwinnett Arena in Atlanta. We have Toyota Center, which we were there last night on the Outcry Tour, and Houston. And somehow all three of these venues are going to be synced together, doing the same thing together. And we're really excited to have you guys back. You guys have obviously been a part of Passion for the past several years, but what is it about Passion Conference that has you guys, you know, keep coming back? What fires you up about being at conference this year?
Oh man, I love everything that the conference stands for and is about. I think that, again, kind of similar to like gathering as a church, there's something so encouraging about when we gather together, because we're better together and we're stronger together.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but there's lots of people that come to Passion Conference, and that's actually really encouraging. You know, it's so easy for us, you know, just, you know, running our own race, trying to make, you know, what we have to make happen, that we, you kind of think you can get discouraged and think that you're alone. And so there's just something powerful about that, the unity of that, that movement, that conference. It's like you just leave built up in who God, you know, has called you to be and what he's got you to do.
That's great.
One thing I've noticed about Passion Conference, and the one thing that I love and know to be true, is that when people get an opportunity to perhaps connect themselves with something that's bigger than themselves, bigger than their own lives, bigger than their day-to-day existence, it actually gives them purpose. And I feel like Passion is one of those places where there's so many opportunities to get involved with, you know, social justice projects and to meet needs of others, you know, and just to actually be somebody who exists for something more than just my own day-to-day existence. And I feel like when you partner that with the purpose that God has placed in somebody's life, I feel like that absolutely gives people vision for the future.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like that's one of the things that this conference really encourages me with.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. A lot of people who tune in here, you guys have been to Passion, but I know we have a lot of people who've never been to Passion. Maybe you're tuning in here. Maybe you have friends who've never been to Passion. I know my life was changed forever at a Passion conference in 2005. And so what would you guys say to a college student maybe listening going, I don't know if I want to go. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can, if I got the money or anything like that. Why would you guys say to jump every fence and climb every wall to get to Passion conference this year? I mean,
I think a step of faith is the start of things special, you know, and I feel like if you're in a place where you're saying, you know what, I don't know if I can make it work, or it's kind of going to be a bit of a hassle or whatever to kind of make it all work, I would say take a step of faith, because your life is worth more than the mundane. It's actually worth something so much more than that. And like I said before, if you can connect yourself with something that is actually bigger than yourself, you'll find purpose in that, and you'll actually be encouraged about what God has for you in your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Awesome. Man, thank you guys so much for hanging and for chatting and talking it up. We are so excited you guys are going to be back at a conference this year. We have such high expectation for what God's going to do in these days, and he always does amazing things, but to see these two cities and all these people linked together to worship is going to be pretty phenomenal. So thank you guys, we love you guys. We're excited
yeah, can't wait, man. We love you guys.
Awesome,
man. It was awesome. Those guys are amazing. Thanks so much, Christian. And
we love those guys so much. You know what it makes me think about when I think about United is JD. You got Joel Houston, and you've got Maddie, and I don't want to leave anybody out, Jad and Taya, and this amazing, you know, force of people, but there's only one JD.
That's
you
right.
You know, he is just a crazy man. And there's never been anyone like him leading worship. There'll probably never be anyone like him leading worship. And I love him. He will take off and run a lap, you know,
on
and
the
a couple
stage.
Of times at Passion, we've had a circular stage and he'll just take off and get going. And so I love it. Cause if he texts me, it comes up, he's in my contacts as JD Whirling. And that's what I think about.
Just whirling around.
JD. So I think about the tornado, the worship tornado. Anyway, you were about to say something about those
guys. Awesome.
They've been with us, great friends of ours.
They've been with us a few times at Passion Leading, but Passion 2010. Do you remember With Everything moment? It was at the end of the night, and it was just,
of course,
you remember. It was just the most amazing, one of the most amazing moments at Passion that I've been a part of. I haven't been around since the beginning.
Actually, they're kind enough to get it on a Passion album.
Yeah.
And that recording to this day, it really, you know, people always say, hey, let's take the roof off or let's lift the roof or whatever. I really kind of felt like the roof did lift a little bit that night. It wasn't a figure of speech. It was like something is moving in this place right now profoundly. And I know I heard about students on MARTA on subway leaving that night and heading back across town. And it was just that, you know, refrain of that, those O's, you know, from With Everything just reverberating back through the city. So,
well, yeah, my favorite part of that moment though was being with you when you were speaking at Clemson University at a really large Bible study, around 1,000 people. We were both standing there and that place blew up with that song. And I hadn't heard it. I don't think you had heard it too many times. And
it wasn't one of their front running songs at the moment. And I remember we were in that FCA, in a huge packed out place that night, and it went off in that arena. And I remember looking at you going, wow, we were just a few weeks away from Passion. And I could just, you know, sometimes there's just something on a song for a season or sometimes for a whole lifetime, but special, special moment. You know, those guys are some of the best in the world, and we're fortunate with Passion. We have an amazing team leading us this year. Piper will be back, and Piper's been a part of Passion since day one, and mainly because he articulates the glory of God like nobody on earth. And we're so excited to have him back. Christine Kane, speaking of little tornadoes, is going to be back at Passion this year, stirring things up, and that's going to be excited. I'm thrilled that for the very first time, Ravi Zacharias is going to be speaking at Passion 2016.
Hello.
And if you're listening to the podcast and you go, who is Ravi Zacharias? Well, he is a force in the kingdom of God. He is, I think, maybe one of the smartest people alive. And he is a great articulator of our faith globally in any setting, in every setting. You could find him speaking at Harvard one day or speaking at a conference of believers the next day. But he can step in any moment, anywhere, anytime to anybody and articulate our faith in Jesus like nobody else. And I think he is going to pour so much encouragement and confidence into people because, you know, we're living in challenging times. And to have those anchors in our faith are necessary for us to stay on track as we're following Jesus. So it's going to be great to see him. And then we got all these amazing worship leaders. And you know what I thought would be great today? Because our team did this at Lyft a few months ago, the worship leader collective we do in Atlanta. It's great sometimes to remember that everybody started somewhere. And so if you're out there right now and you're in whatever field or endeavor you're in, and you look at someone like a United or a Passion Band or a Chris Tomlin, and you think, man, you know, I'll never get there. Well, there was a moment when we all wondered if we would get anywhere. And these little clips of the beginnings of some of the worship leaders at Passion, I think, will encourage people and might actually get a little laugh out of it. So let's take a listen to where we all began.
The first time I led worship was I was about 13 years old, and I had no idea what I was doing. My youth director, he found out that I played guitar a little bit and that I sang barely. And so he said, hey, now you're our worship leader. And so I had to figure it out as I went. I forgot the words to almost every song. I started in the wrong key. It was a disaster. But the most memorable part of it, though, I remember is I had my youth pastor. He knew that I was leading. It was the first time I'd ever led. And my youth pastor decided he was going to sit on the side of the stage just to cheer me on, just to be like, hey, I'm here and I'm supporting you and I believe in you. And he actually was he was a pretty influential guy in my life, all, you know, coming up and learning to lead worship and all that. And so that was a pretty memorable moment. But I also remember at one point, this is awful. I remember at one point I had forgotten the lyrics so many times in a row to this one song, and I finally got it right. And everyone started cheering. They started clapping. They're like, yeah, he finally got it right. Our worship leader's like on the right track. And so it was pretty exhilarating. I was so nervous, but that was the first time I ever led.
The first time that I led worship, and I'm going to count it, even though I was kind of really just singing, I was 7, and I sang a song by an artist named Evie, who was kind of popular in Christian music in the 70s. And I sang this song. So my dad was a pastor, so it was great because I always had this platform of getting to sing in front of people. And it trained me. It's just, I sometimes almost cry thinking back on the training ground that I had, you know, that my dad would be very intentional about, you know, I want you to find a song and I want it to speak to you first. And then I want you to sing it for the people. And so that's always how he trained me, you know. Have you been looking for a song? And so I sang probably once a month growing up, but my first time was when I was 7, and it was a song called Give Them All to Jesus. So it was like your sorrows, your cares, your worries, your, and one of the lines was your broken toys. And so I sang that, but when I was first learning it, and my mom was kind of, she's a musician too. My parents are both amazing singers, and she realized I was saying, give the ball to Jesus. And so she had to correct me because it's give them all. But I was thinking, you know, broken toys, like that counts, you know, just a ball or whatever. So it's like, give the ball to Jesus. So yeah, that's the first time I led worship.
I don't know about you, but that just makes me feel a lot better that everybody, even a guy like Christian, seems like he's got it all together, or Christy, they started somewhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what it really says is whatever people are going through today, that we just want to encourage them to just give the ball to Jesus.
That's
wow. Wow. Hey, you know, it's great to just be able to laugh together and walk together. We're all in this together. So thanks so much for dropping in with us today. We'll be back in really just a short time, our next installment of the Passion Podcast. We look forward to seeing you then.